The online survey, conducted earlier this year, polled about 7,000 school and district administrators, teachers and parents, and arts organizations and funders. It found widespread agreement about the importance of the subject and many high marks for current programs, reports Kristen Madsen.
We do know that there is significant arts education happening in the county. That's great news. We also learned that there is a tremendous value placed on arts education all the way from the district and school superintendents down to the teachers and the parents. That's good news, and there's interest in more.
But Madsen, director of Creative Sonoma and co-chair for the Sonoma County Arts Education Alliance, which sponsored the study, adds that the survey responses also revealed some troubling gaps.
Particularly in schools that are either high level of free and reduced price lunch or high level of English language learning, the responses from those teachers and administrators tended to be on the lower end of all of the questions, less likely to say that arts was important as a part of the instruction of the day. Some saying they have actually zero rooms for art to be taught or access to resources for art to be taught, limited or no access to art specialists or arts teachers, and even the teachers having questions about whether or not they had the skills or knew how to find the skills to integrate arts into the classroom.
She says that knowing how important arts education can be for disadvantaged students makes those findings even more disturbing.
Research that has recently been done about arts education, particularly with students that are in low-income or high-needs neighborhoods, shows that they respond at a higher rate than their peers that are not in their same circumstances to having arts education. If they get some meaningful level of arts education, they graduate from high school at 5 times the rate of their peers who don't have arts education. And it's a long-term benefit. They graduate from college at 3 times the rate. It makes a really big difference.
The disparities between poor and more affluent schools and districts was, to some degree, expected, Madsen says. Less so was the gap between school administrators' regard for arts education and their ability to implement it.
District administrators and school administrators rank very highly the importance of arts education, 84% for district administrators, 96% for school administrators. But then when you ask them, how important is it for a teacher to actually teach art? Those numbers go down. That disconnect in perception of arts education is super important, and is it important then for teachers to teach it, is something for us to investigate.
By building on the survey results, Madsen says the Arts Education Alliance and their partners and backers hope to develop a plan to address some of the shortfalls they found.
Even though there is good news in this study, we've seen this movie before in terms of cycles of funding and value and interest in arts education. And so we need to remind everyone, this is not a time for complacency. When you are doing reasonably well, that's the time to break forward and become exceptional, to be known for the fact that we have this high quality and high value and high volume of arts education for every student. We're in a good place. It wouldn't be that hard to get to the best place.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.